It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Phineas Mangwira joins us on the line. Good afternoon to you, Pastor, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us again.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you very much, Pastor, for agreeing to talk to us once again. Why do some people suffer, Mfundis? Why do some people suffer more, much more in this life than others?
Well, it's sad. So, people are suffering, and it's quite sad. But maybe before I get into the onto the why, but let me just put something straight here.
Okay.
That when God created the heaven and the earth, it was not part of his design that people should be suffering.
Okay.
This came as a result of sin. So sin destabilized everything. And God, out of his love, had to do something drastic to redeem us from that.
Yeah.
So that's why Jesus had to come and die for us. So that's a happy ending to all the sufferings that people may get through. That one of these days, this suffering is going to come to an end.
Okay.
So this is, for me, I would start from that positive side.
Okay.
That yes, we may weep for the night, but joy is definitely coming
in the morning.
Right. So because of sin, there's the great controversy. We are unfortunately living in a context where there's this raging, there's this war between good and evil.
Okay.
So the devil defeated, yes, but not yet destroyed as of now. So he's still there wreaking havoc on God's children, knowing that he no longer has any, he's no longer entertaining any hope of eternal bliss. And he knows exactly what he's going to miss and what those that are going to remain faithful, even amidst their suffering, are going to be enjoying for eternity.
Yeah.
And let me come to suffering now. And there's the positive and the negative aspect of it. But before I talk about the positive and negative aspect of suffering, let me also say that according to Psalm chapter 34, verse 7, you know, God has been so intentional in making sure that we are protected. So whatever he allows to come to us in the form of suffering, we need to look at it from a very positive, with positive spectacles. Number one, according to Romans chapter 5, verses 3-4, you know, suffering produces character. So I'm speaking from the context of Christians.
Okay.
Those that know that if they are in communion with God, God would not allow anything to come their way, anything that they're not even unable to bear. The angel of the Lord encumbers around those that fear him and rescues them. So we could have been suffering more had it not been for the angel of the Lord that has been actually, the angels are filtering. You know, whatever the devil is throwing at us, the angels are filtering them. Whatever then is allowed to come to us, God knows that we have the capacity to deal with them.
Mm.
So number one, we are in different stages in our spiritual development. So according to Romans chapter 5, you know, tribulations actually lead to us being leads to perseverance, and which would ultimately lead to character molding. So naturally, others will suffer more than others because we are in different stages in our spiritual development.
Okay.
And also, the other positive aspect of suffering is that look at Job. You know, Job, God was actually using a job like he was he had bragging rights on Job. He said to the devil, "Have you seen Job? He's upright. He can't turn his back on me." And the devil said, "No, let me make him suffer." And God knew that Job would not let him down, and he allowed Job to suffer. So at times we suffer for being good. Job did not know what hit him. You know, he suffered because he was righteous. He suffered because he was upright. But at the end of it all, God restored everything. God is so faithful.
Yeah.
At the end of our suffering, joy is going to come.
Yeah.
So at times it's a marketing tool for God, like what happened to Job.
Yeah.
And also, we suffer differently because, you know, at times, this is the negative now. At times, our sufferings are directly linked to our sins. So since we can, others sin more in this area and others on that area. So because of that, we suffer differently because we will be suffering because of our sins. And also, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, you know, Paul, you know, had this thorn in the flesh. So because of that suffering, he had to always plead with God, to asking God to remove that. So at times, the other positive aspect of suffering, that at times suffering may actually help us to draw closer to God. Suffering may actually help us to need God. And when we need God, when we seek God, we are going to enjoy forever. And finally, at times we suffer because of our own making. You know, there are things. Supposing you are lazy, supposing you are not organized, and that would lead you to suffer needlessly because you only needed to be organized, you only needed to work hard. So other people are more organized and others are not that organized. Hence, we suffer differently. But I should not end on. I need to end on a high note. We may suffer. Let's be faithful unto the end, for we are going to enjoy. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you very much, Mfuso. Appreciate it. Looking forward to your answer to our question. Hope for tomorrow. Until then, have a good day, Mfunis. Enjoy yourself. Thank you.
You are very much welcome. Thank you so much.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.